Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarani Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is Krishna Book 1970 Version, Section 333, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Parikshit's Question Regarding the Absolute Truth. King Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami about a very important topic in understanding transcendental subject matter. His question was, since Vedic knowledge generally deals with the subject matter of the three qualities of the material world, how then can it approach the subject matter of transcendence, which is beyond the approach of the three material modes? Since the mind is material, then the vibration of words is also a material sound. How can the Vedic knowledge, expressing by material sound the thoughts of the mind, approach transcendence? Description of a subject matter necessitates describing its source of emanation, its qualities, and its activities. Such description can be possible only by thinking with the material mind and by vibrating material words. Although Brahman or the Absolute Truth has no material qualities, our power of speaking does not go beyond the material qualities. How then can Brahman, the Absolute Truth, be described by your words? I do not see how it is possible to understand transcendence from such expressions of material sound. The purpose of King Parikshit's inquiring was to ascertain from Shukadeva Goswami whether the Vedas ultimately describe the Absolute Truth as impersonal or as personal. Understanding of the Absolute Truth progresses in three features: impersonal Brahman, Paramatma localized in everyone's heart, and at last, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. The Vedas deal with three departments of activities. One is called Karmakanda, or activities under Vedic injunction, which gradually purify one to understand one's real position. The next is Jnanakanda, the process of understanding the Absolute Truth by speculative methods. And the third is Upasana Kanda, or worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes of the demigods also. Worship of the demigods recommended in the Vedas is ordered with the understanding of the demigods' relationship to the Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has many parts and parcels. Some are called svangshas, or his personal expansions, and some are called the vibhinangshas, the living entities. All such expansions, both svangshas and vibhinangshas, are emanations from the original personality of Godhead. Svangsha expansions are called Vishnu Tattva, whereas the vibhinangsha expansions are called Jiva Tattva. The different demigods are jiva-tattva. The conditioned souls are generally put into the activities of the material world for sense gratification. Therefore, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, to regulate those who are very much addicted to different kinds of sense gratification, the worship of demigods is sometimes recommended. For example, persons who are very much addicted to meat eating, the Vedic injunction recommends that after worshipping the form of the goddess Kali and sacrificing a goat, not any other animal, under Karma Kanda regulation, the worshippers may be allowed to eat meat. The idea is not to encourage one to eat meat, but to allow one who is persistent to eat meat under certain restricted conditions. Therefore, worship of the demigods is not worship of the absolute truth. But by worshiping the demigods, one gradually comes to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead in an indirect way. This indirect acceptance is described in the Bhagavad Gita as avidhi. Avidhi means not bona fide. Since demigod worship is not bona fide, the impersonalists stress concentration on the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. King Parikshit's question, which is the ultimate target of Vedic knowledge, this concentration on the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, or concentration on the personal feature? After all, both the impersonal and the personal features of the Supreme Lord are beyond our material conception. The impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, the Brahman effulgence, is but the rays of the personal body of Krishna. These rays of the personal body of Krishna are cast all over the creation of the Lord, and the portion of the effulgence which is covered by the material cloud is called the created cosmos of the three material qualities, sattva, rajas, and tamas. How can persons who are within this clouded portion called the material world conceive of the absolute truth by the speculative method? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.